Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
We had a lower day for grains here, especially the row crops, the corn and the soybeans. Now, wheat was steady for the most part all day long, but then toward the end, it did get weaker here. With Chicago wheat being down about 4.5 cents, and then Kansas City wheat down about the same. July 2015 down 4 at 606.5. And for those of you storing wheat from this last harvest, we were up a half in December at 604 even. The overall picture was kind of based off this morning's export report, which we will talk about in the next segment. But we've got a short week this week with the Thanksgiving holiday on Thursday, so the markets will actually be closed. Sometimes when you deal with a closed market and a first notice day for the December grains, it crunches all of that liquidation on the December contracts into the first 3 days of the week, and that could push us down a little bit more here up until Wednesday. There were some announcements this morning. They had a pretty big sale of soybeans, 235,000 metric tons of beans to China, and then some meal for the 2015 and 16 crops sold to Thailand, which is kind of a surprise.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Exports this morning were really bullish for wheat, neutral for the beans, and a little bit bearish for corn. Bean exports were 102 million bushels. We were looking for somewhere around 100, and so it was right in line with expectations. Corn disappointing at just under 21 million bushels. We were looking for 32 to 36, and then wheat was higher than the average guesses. It came in at 16.44 million bushels, and we were looking for 9 to 14, and that was why wheat was strong for the first half of the day. The export report, which is normally Thursday morning, is going to be delayed until Friday due to the fact that we have the Thanksgiving holiday on Thursday and the markets are closed. Weather forecast, it looks like we're going to be cold this week, but maybe a little bit warmer this weekend in the Midwest. Of course, most of the field work season is over with harvest completed, but it looks like that's going to happen. Extended forecast calls for above normal temperature and above normal rainfall. At this time of the year, we start to focus on what's going on more in South America than what's going on here in the Midwest. The Brazil forecast and Argentina forecast at this point look normal to favorable and without any real threat. So everything up to this point crop-wise looks well.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, December live cattle down 140 at 169.50, February down 212 at 170.02. January and March feeder cattle down the $3 limit, January at 233.35, March at 231.45. December lean hogs up 67 at 91.32, February up 5 at 90.50. December Kansas City wheat up a quarter at 604 and a quarter, March down 1 and a quarter at 605 and three quarters. December Chicago wheat down 5 at 542 and a quarter. December corn down 5 and a quarter at 367 and a half. March down 5 at 380 and a quarter. December soybeans down 5 and a quarter at 1033 and three quarters. March down 6 and a quarter at 1039 and three quarters. December cotton down 60 at 59.16. March down 71 at 58.81. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.